everyone. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I know you're probably like, who is that? Because usually Dr. Christman would be sitting in this seat, but I'm Kayla McCafferty. I'm the content producer for DVM360, and I'm going to be filling in today. So we're here with the wonderful Erin Wandra. Erin is a sales rep with KLC Financial, where she partners with veterinary clinics and owners to help them secure financing solutions for equipment, technology, and practice growth initiatives. She works closely with veterinary professionals to navigate the financial sides of upgrading equipment, expanding services, and investing in the long-term success of practices. With insights into the evolving needs of modern veterinary medicine, Erin brings a practical perspective on how smart financing strategies can support better patient care, operational efficiency, and sustainable growth for veterinary clinics.
Mouthful.
Mouthful, I know. You got a lot to talk about, which I'm excited for, because that makes a good podcast episode then.
So, perfect.
How are you, Erin?
I'm good, thank you. It's our second year here. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so. We're here in Fetch Nashville today, so we're very excited to have
Absolutely.
You guys.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
So let's dive right on in. How can financing help practice owners make strategic upgrades without putting too much pressure on cash flow?
So a lot of practice owners, they want to wait until they've got cash on hand to purchase equipment. But when you do that, you are eliminating a ton of revenue that you could be generating. So you can finance or lease a piece of equipment that's going to upgrade your technology, create more efficiency, or add new services that your practice isn't currently offering. And by financing, your monthly payment can put you in a very comfortable position to be generating that additional revenue, offering services that you're not currently. And you might as well invest in that now rather than waiting down the road until you have the cash to purchase it outright.
Is that like a big myth about having to wait till you have the cash enough to do it? Or is that something that people just assume? Or like, where does that kind of come from? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think so. A myth is a great question because I do think that a lot of times practices feel like if I don't have the cash for it, I shouldn't buy it, which is not necessarily true, because if that new equipment or technology is going to enhance your practice, modernize your practice, or allow you to offer services that you're currently referring elsewhere, you could be generating all of that revenue in-house or creating more efficiency that saves you in cost. So by financing or leasing, your monthly payment could be very comfortable for you, and you're gonna generate far more, or save your savings on efficiency and technology could far surpass what you're spending in a monthly payment.
We touched a little bit on myths, but are there any common misconceptions veterinarians have about equipment financing?
I think that a lot of times practice owners and practice managers believe that only practices that can't afford the equipment are financing, when in reality, very sophisticated, well-organized practices are often financing and leasing. They want to manage their cash flow, their revenue, and so a lot of times, or they want to take advantage of cash incentives, tax incentives, all of that. So a lot of practices are financing, not just the ones that don't have the cash on hand for the equipment.
It's a good way to play the long game with your practice too, because you're investing, through financing, you're not like, you got more time to do other things and you're paying into this as you're moving along.
You're exactly right. You don't have to bite it all off at one time. You can kind of pick and choose what you invest in now, and you don't have to do the capital purchase all at one time.
So it's kind of a trickle effect too, because you're overwhelmed because you think you need to do this, so you're not going to do that, but then you could just, by financing, it kind of solves all those problems in one little sweep.
Yep.
And what advice would you give a practice owner who knows they need to modernize but can feel overwhelmed by the cost?
I think what you just said is such a huge point, is you do not have to do it all at one time.
Yeah.
Kind of determine what's going to be your biggest revenue generator or create the most efficiency, and then do one at a time. You know, determine what's going to generate the most revenue. Let's pick that off now.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in that. We can come up with a comfortable monthly payment plan for you.
Yeah.
And then we can look at the second piece or the second thing after that. But there's no need to feel overwhelmed thinking that you have to do it all at one time. Nobody needs to do it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can kind of work with you from a consultative approach of what makes the most sense to do now. Let's do that. And then we can work on the next thing later.
This would be a great first step too, because if you're going to be opening a practice, you're like, where do I move from here? Like, how do I get this? How do I move? How do I do that? So I feel like this is a great first step to be like, you don't have to worry about this now. Like, we talked about it, we're financing it now, this is all taken care of, let's move on to something else and we'll come back to this.
Absolutely, and one thing can lead to the next.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah,
if you
invest
in one thing, that might kind of enhance the next thing that you need. So pick what's the most important now, and then we can do that. We can work on the next later.
How important is it for clinics to think long-term? Oh, we were just talking about this, so perfect.
Yeah.
When making equipment and expansion decisions?
I think you touched on it. Mm-hmm. What you're investing in now is really going to determine where your practice is 5 to 10 years from now.
Yeah.
So rather than investing or buying what you can afford today in cash, invest in what's going to be right for your practice so that you don't have to replace that in 2 to 3 years. And now you've doubled your investment. You know, take time, determine what's right for your practice, and invest in that now so that 5 to 10 years from now, you're really benefiting from all of the growth and the time that you spent doing it right the first time.
It feels like a good way for retirement thinking too, because you're getting all of your stuff in order at your clinic, so then when you're about to sell or you're passing it along to whoever is next, you have everything taken care of.
You're exactly right. Succession planning. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you're trying to build your practice to maybe sell it one day, you want all of that to be in place so that you're gaining the most value and you're presenting the most valuable practice to somebody.
How does investing in better equipment ultimately impact the client experience and patient care?
Well, when you think about diagnostics, technology, the most important thing is going to be your client's experience and your patient's experience. Mm-hmm. So by having the right technology, you're ensuring that they're getting the best experience. And by being able to diagnose something early on with the best treatment plan, you're going to have a better client experience. They're going to take your recommendations more seriously, and you're going to have a better retention from that as well. You want your clients to want to come back. They had a good experience.
Yeah.
They know when you've modernized your facility. Mm-hmm. They can feel that. And so I think if you're giving the best client experience and patient experience, your customers are going to be happy.
I feel like it really ties into access to care, because a lot of places, they don't have access to big hospitals with all the new machinery and things like that that they need for their clients. Being able to lease things like that and going through the financial things with you guys, it's a way for them to kind of bring in their clinic new things that their communities can really benefit from.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't necessarily think about leasing.
Yeah.
But in a industry where technology is always changing, leasing can be an interesting component.
Oh my God,
because
yeah.
It allows you to utilize something for a period of time, whether that's 2, 3, 5 years, but then you have that end of lease option where you can return it and kind of invest in the new technology that would come out. Not appropriate for every piece of equipment, but it can be utilized for some of those things that are changing more rapidly.
I love that, because people are investing in these equipment before if they're not leasing them. So then you buy the new equipment and like a month later, this whole new thing that's way better comes out. And then you're like, well, no, I just paid and invested into this, so now what do I do?
Absolutely. And a lot of times your vendors are willing to work with you.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to kind of trade in a piece of equipment, they want to control the market for that equipment, so they're willing to work with you on bringing that back in and then selling you something that's more technologically advanced.
Yeah, well, that's all that I had for the day. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap everything up?
No, thank you very much for making it easy.
Oh yeah, thanks for joining us. That was really, I really enjoyed this conversation, so that was really
thank
nice.
You.
So, and tune in next time for the Vet Blast podcast. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.